Thank you very much. I found this debate very helpful. I learned something, especially from Dominic, about what has to be disclosed. And you know, we can debate about whether the purposes of what the taxpayer did would or not be should be disclosed or by law, right? And the question I have is the following: it's about imbalances. There are taxpayers' rights. We're talking about taxpayers' rights here, right? Is there a difference between? And this is a question to both Michael and you, yourself, right? The imbalances among taxpayers, imbalances between developing countries and developed countries, and basically, the first imbalance is among taxpayers, right? I mean, I cannot afford a very expensive accountant, right? To what extent are there imbalances between private privacy and corporation privacy? Is there a is there an inbuilt social obligation on the part of the corporation, both private and public, because it is a state-created institution, right? Do you think? I mean, for both of you, right? This is the question. So is there an inbuilt additional obligation on the part of the corporation as opposed to the privacy of the individual, right? And the second question is between developing countries. Dominic said that there is no supranational authority, right? There's no supranational authority. How do we interpret, I mean, to what extent is it that the rights to privacy in any domestic situation could apply across the tax treaty, right? To what extent, I know this was a very important point that was made in this debate, right? So I wanted to ask both of you to answer both questions, right? So,
Michael? I'll just get the second question again, Butch.
So the second question is about imbalances between developing countries and developed countries, right? The question is, to what extent are corporations required to disclose information that is required by the host country, right? Should they be protected by their own privacy laws, right, in their where they are headquartered, right? Because there is no supranational law, there's no supranational authority. What do you think should, which principle should actually apply, right, in this kind of a situation? To what extent do we believe, I mean, the tax treaties that exist, and they are actually, a lot of them are contradictory between themselves on the tax treaties that any developing country would have signed on, right?